Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help. And now, we turn it over to your host, Sarah Dokowitz.
Hello and welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that provides independent and technology agnostic advice to help organizations through their digital transformation journeys. This show will help you dial in on what it takes to drive a successful digital transformation, from the high-level strategies to the detail-oriented practices that you may not have otherwise known. And over the next 20 minutes, we'll cover the things that you need to know to make your digital transformation successful through focusing on measuring organizational change management. My name is Sarah Dokowitz, and I'm your host, and thank you so much for joining us today. For today's conversation, we're going to dive into what exactly is the ROI, or return on investment, of organizational change management. This is one of the most pressing and critical elements of a digital transformation. If you don't have a solid OCM strategy in place, it's probable that you're going to have to invest ample time and resources without seeing the full return on your investment. Now, anyone who listens to this show knows the role OCM plays, but I want to go a bit deeper and find out what truly maximizes an OCM strategy and how businesses can measure the impact. Now, with me to talk through this question is Teresa Richardson, Change Management Consultant with Third Stage Consulting. Teresa is a ProSci Certified Change Management Practitioner and Certified Coach. She's helped countless organizations ranging across a variety of industries from manufacturing to healthcare to wealth management, both in the public and private sector. Well, hey, Teresa, thank you so much for being with us again on the show. Really excited to have you.
Thank you. I appreciate being here. Super excited. Girl power, right?
Heck yes, as we were saying before. Awesome. Well, let's dive in. So since one of your areas of expertise is OCM, I'd love to hear your perspective on why change management is so important when it comes to implementing a new software.
So I think there's several pieces that change management really helps with. So when you look to see who's involved in the process, obviously, I know I've stated this before, but unless your process is 99.9% automated, people are involved, and you really need to get that perspective of how this implementation is going to impact the work that's being done to make sure that people understand it, they're trained properly, they have the right tools, they have the right understanding to move that implementation along to actually having its the usage rates and the adoption rates up, because we have your team, which is the people in the job, creating something that translates to a customer who are people as well for your product. So it's really important to get them on board so they can understand and move with the change.
Absolutely. And at that high level, what would you advise organizations that want to quantify their change initiatives?
So there's really three. The first is the BPI, which is the business process improvement piece. And that's really looking at your process to, you know, identify inefficiencies. You know, we're going to reduce your waste to improve the workflow with the ERP integrated into it. You want to make sure that you empower your teams using OCM because it all fits together. You also want to make sure that you have the high rate of velocity of impact, making sure that you're more cost effective and efficient in these changes. Again, you're going to reduce waste from your process, and you're going to help become more efficient in what we're doing. The last thing you want to do is impact your cost of quality with these changes. If you're not planning it properly and making sure you're getting all of these elements, the cost of quality or the cost of poor quality could be absolutely huge. You know, looking at that, you want to make sure you reduce your costs, you have an improved customer satisfaction, and that you have that competitive advantage that you need to not only retain, but increase your market share in what you're doing, as well as to minimize disruption. That's imperative because we already have a system that may or may not work well for the teams. And then you're going to introduce a new system. So the risk of further impacting that disruption is huge. So you have to make sure that you're managing it right. And again, I think the worst one for me is the cost of the poor quality for that, because you have a perception of customer quality or customer satisfaction. You know, I said this before, my grandfather hated Ford. I don't know why he hated Ford, but he hated Ford. So I grew up not wanting to buy a Ford. So the cost of that perception, it could be generational. So you really don't have a lot of opportunity to manage that. And if you don't manage it well, it could be huge, as well as to remove your non-valued added activities in your work.
Yeah, so much there, but that's awesome advice. But I would also really love to unpack the elements that you just listed that go into ROI and OCM. So you mentioned minimizing operational distribution and how that is a big factor in your return on investment. So is that at the top of the list, or is there something bigger?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because I always use a triangle to measure what we're doing and how we're doing it. So traditionally, when you do an ERP, people focus on, I'm showing my little triangle here, people focus on the technology, right? Mm-hmm. So that's where third stage comes in. And that's where we say, okay, let's evaluate your systems. Let's help you go through the selection and implementation, et cetera. But there's actually more pieces to this that you really need to consider. At the top is your people. And that's really your OCM, right? So now you have your tech and now you have your people. But you also need to consider your processes. So this is your business process improvement. And honestly, having all three of these will strengthen your ROI. So this is where your money goes. This is where the money is right here. If one of these are off, you could impact a piece of your return, which means you won't get everything you're expecting to get. So all of these really need to kind of come together to have a good, solid ROI for your project.
Yeah, definitely. I love how you explained that so nicely in the pyramid too. So just for anybody who's watching visually, they can kind of see that too.
I'm hoping this translates well, by the way.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We can okay. Definitely see it. And if there's any more questions, I'm sure they can contact you guys as well.
Stage. Absolutely.
Yeah. Awesome. And it sounds like this is like a big step to your return on investment. So do you have anything else to add regarding how companies should prepare their organization so that they can receive the biggest return?
I would say, again, making sure that your OCM and your processes in conjunction with the technology really aligns. If you have a great system, but nobody uses it, what's the use of the great system, right? Mm-hmm. If you have a great system and you have your people bought in, but your processes are now completely off kilter because you didn't look at your as is and to be and understand the transition, you just lost an opportunity. So the one thing that you don't want to do is waste time, waste resources, and create a condition where you might not be able to recover from. So another big cost is having to, when if employees leave, the cost of having to search, hire, and train new people. So that's a huge cost as well. That's wrapped up in your people, as well as the cost of losing customer confidence or customer satisfaction. How much money do you really have to wrap into getting those customers back and creating those relationships again? So those are those hidden unintentional impacts to the implementation of a system where you don't take these other things into consideration. So those hidden impacts could even have a bigger result on your ROI.
there's so much to look at here, so much to kind of really assess from that, you know, I guess the bird's eye view of everything too, just to really assess like where you're at currently so you know where to go next as well.
And absolutely.
Definitely. So I know that there's a lot in this conversation, so we're going to take a quick break. And so when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this topic, but stay tuned for more of the Digital Stratosphere podcast.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Welcome back to the Digital Stratosphere podcast. I'm Sarah Dragovich speaking with Teresa Richardson from Third Stage Consulting. So let's get back to it. Now, before the break, you were talking about the key factors when talking about ROI and organizational change management. So now, if you think about it, change is all about perception and influence is birthed from perceived value. So how can you communicate to leadership that investing in OCM initiatives will impact the ROI?
So my perspective is this, and I've been in corporate for a very long time, over 20 years in the corporate space. Now I'm in a different space, but one thing that I know that a lot of leaders have focused on are the nuts and bolts of things, right? So at the end of the day, people are our foundation. You'll either have team members who are creating or delivering, and on the other side, you have people that are receiving or your customers. So you have to make sure that you understand people are the foundation and taking them into consideration when you have, you know, your process changes. Okay, how do they impact people? Or you have your technology upgrades or implementations. How does it impact people and how does it impact your technology? And then if your people don't use your technology or they're not involved in the process and it's not working for them, your entire triangle is off. It's just off. So if you want a strong ROI, you have to consider all pieces of your project to make sure that every lens is covered. And that's where Third Stage really excels, because we do understand and we look at all of these factors from different lenses to make sure that we're understanding what those potential areas of improvements or opportunities are.
Yeah, definitely. It's more like that 360, like almost like a holistic view rather than like just the specialist focusing on that one pinpointed area.
Yeah. Absolutely. You want to make sure, and I get the business perspective. I completely understand at the end of the day, your dollars are your bottom line. But if we don't take these other impacts that could create hidden risks, your bottom line will not be where you need it to be.
Yeah, totally. Now, I wanted to kind of touch on the dark side, if you will, of transformation failure. So how significant is change management's influence on project success?
Well, I will reference a project that I was involved in prior to. It had to do with freight costs. And the company did not look at the people side of it, right? They were looking at the dollar side of it, and they were looking at the technology side of it. And what had happened was they didn't really ask and understand the different aspects from those other two, and it increased their freight costs for three consecutive quarters. tremendously. And then they brought in process improvement. By that time, though, they were very much over their budget, and for them to recoup was almost impossible. So then they had to carry that over to the next year. So again, you know, when you're looking at things from a certain lens and you're not taking the other ones into consideration, you're missing these potential impacts to your process, to your relationships with customers, which translates to an impact to your bottom line. So instead of you meeting goal and meeting your targets, now you're exceeding them and now you're in the red. And now you have to look to other pieces of the business to see how you can redistribute those funds or redistribute those costs to make sure that there's balance in your annual budget. And it was just a mess, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's a bit disappointing. And I guess now we know that definitely change strategies are a must and have in order to be successful. So I wanted to kind of pivot now to more of like the OCM side of things. Should this be an internal or a third party thing, would you say?
So my opinion is that an OCM strategy has to be owned by an organization. But bringing in a consultant or a third party would be helpful for that unbiased look into what you're doing and how you're doing it, right? So as a consultant, you come in with, I want to help you, let's figure it out. You don't have any preconceived issues or preconceived ideas or maybe some established relationships. You just come in with really, okay, I have a whiteboard in front of me, let's figure it out. But at the end of the day, when I leave or somebody else leaves, we need to make sure we did our job so you are comfortable with change and you carry it forward with other aspects of what you're doing in your business.
And what would you say about software vendors and system integrators? Do they help manage change too?
I absolutely believe that. I look at everything as a team or as collaborative, right? You can't run a business in a silo. I've seen too many that have, and they suffered greatly and had huge impacts, not just from cost, but quality, relationships, customer satisfaction, employee turnover, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So in my opinion, everybody is their own SME, and you have to come together in a collaborative spirit at the same table to discuss what we need to do and how we can move forward. So if I were working in a silo and, you know, keeping system integrators over there and, you know, keeping OCM there and keeping vendors here, we're each looking at it through our own lens and we're not understanding how it's supposed to all flow together. But until we become that collaborative team, we won't get that information. So they absolutely need to work. We absolutely need to work together to give the client what they're expecting from us. So yes.
Yeah, I love that. Definitely. I'm with you on that whole collaborative kind of effort. So that way, like, you know, like you were just saying, everybody's on board. They can share the vision, if you will, together rather than like just saying what they see, like you were saying.
Absolutely. I don't know how many times I've been at the table where, you know, we're discussing what we're doing and it impacts how it impacts the system. And then someone says, oh my gosh, I had no idea that what I'm doing is causing that defect or causing that issue for you. So, okay, let's work together to fix it and make sure that doesn't happen so we can have a smoother, higher quality product or process or whatever.
There's just been so much in this conversation. So I'm super grateful that you were able to peel back those layers for us. But if our listeners want to learn more about organizational change management or ROI or transformations in general, what are some resources that you might suggest for them?
So I know we have a great resource, the third stage OCM report that we can provide if anyone wants to reach out. But also doing a lot of the background research for OCM and what it entails and how to do it. And it's funny because when I have discussions on change management, businesses think that is like a policy or procedure committee that we need to take things through, but that's not what it is. So really educating yourself on what it is and how it can help is very beneficial as well.
Amazing. Awesome. Well, we're about out of time for today's episode, but I did want to thank you so much for your time, Teresa.
You're welcome. Glad to do it.
And I wanted to thank you all for listening. My name is Sarah Djokovic, and we'll see you next time on our next episode of the Digital Stratosphere Podcast.
Contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.